Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W.,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk.
Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your favorite real estate podcast, Real Talk Atlanta. We are your beautiful hosts. I am Taisha Renee.
I'm Ashley LeRae,
River the Realtor,
and Nika W.
And we back with another one. Like I said, I'm gonna say that every single.
I was trying to give you like some B-roll.
Another one. I was about to drop the track, but I'm gonna save that.
Subscribe for the exclusive.
Okay.
In the stew.
Okay, so let's get into it, y'all. As y'all know, it has been some beautiful weather here in Atlanta lately. Like it's warming up. And you know what that means?
It's hot.
We outside.
We are not with Metro anymore. We are
So what better way to like kick off this good weather than to give y'all some good places that we love to go? And of course, we're going to throw a little real estate in there because y'all need to know like the developments and stuff that's there too.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right into it, ladies, now. Y'all know I got to kick it off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Y'all know I got to kick it off because y'all know it's only one place I like to go. Huh? Wow. I am obsessed with the Beltline.
I just saw you on Justice last weekend.
No, Justice was there separately, though. I was actually there with my boyfriend.
Did y'all have a picnic? Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, that's nice.
I just love going to the Beltline, y'all, because, oh, and if you don't know what the Beltline is, it's like 22 miles of, like, unused railroad tracks in the in-town of Atlanta, and it connects different communities. Mm-hmm. But it's a walking trail, riding trail. They have, like, greenery for a park. They have restaurants. They have shopping. Like, it's, like, everything you need for, like, a cool, beautiful day. Like, to just relax. Like, it's just a vibe. Have you ever been there? Y'all know y'all been there.
Yeah. I used to live by the Beltline. I used to, like, love going there. Like,
in an apartment?
Yeah.
How much was your rent by the Beltline?
It wasn't that bad. I was paying maybe like $16.50
for one
bedroom? Yeah.
Okay. That's not
bad.
Back in the day. What year was that?
Last year.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad because it is like when you think about real estate in the Beltline, I feel like that's always a good investment. Like if you see something, snag it up. One time I saw this like single family home over there that was like right across the street from the Beltline. It already had like, this one I was working with one of my investor clients who was looking for an investment property. It was like $600,000, which is, you know, high, but it was like at the Beltline.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Yeah, it already had college students, tenants that were paying a good rate, so you were going to be making a return on your investment easy. So it's like, oh, if you find a gem by the Beltline, get it, because the price there, like even townhomes are like in the millions.
Like in the millions.
Or close to the millions.
The Beltline to me represents like connectivity. Like you see all these different communities, like the Beltline is like everything that brings it together.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of developers are looking towards more of that theme. It's a lot of new developers when they're starting new projects. They want like the theme, like the Beltline. Because I feel like when you like Midtown and then around Ponce City, it's like people have different apartments. They don't want to go too far for groceries. They don't want to go too far for leisure. So imagine just living there. Like just think about like, I can go and do something. Like
literally right just out walk out door. Your house. Yeah. Like, you just see people walking their dogs, riding their bike. It's just like cool, calm. You see all type of different people.
The one thing I think to note that's going to really affect the real estate is that they are extending the Beltline. So you are amongst that trail where they're going to extend it and you can still buy in those areas. Go ahead and do it. We've seen what it did happen in the Beltline area now. Homes that were in the, you know, 300 and 400s, once the Beltline was fully developed, prices went up. We're in the 600, 700, even the millions for the new development. So if you are within that trail that's extending where the Beltline is going to be, try to buy a property over there if you want to.
That's a gem. Because the latest update, they literally have it like mapped out.
The rendering.
Is the dirt. You can see where it's going to be. So you know exactly where it's going to be. So why not?
Yeah. It's going to connect like the whole entire city, east, west, south, that's side, north,
that's
going
to be a long trail,
side.
But I'm walking.
I love a good like live, work, play. You know,
yes,
you can do everything
because you can have office buildings over there.
I gotta jump in right there because y'all know I love me a good live, work, play.
We know,
and because of that. Okay,
well, I feel like I know what you're about to say.
Favorite area, it's really mixed use Midtown, right? Midtown is the home of the mixed use properties where you can live, where you can play, we can grocery shop, everything. And I think maybe one of my favorite mixed use developments in Midtown is Atlantic Station.
I love it.
It grew so much.
It has grown tremendously. My godmama, she lived here. She kind of was talking about how Atlantic Station wasn't really there. She's like, back in the 80s, back in the early times, like, that was nothing. There was no shopping. There was nothing like that. For those who don't know, Atlantic Station is like this area within Midtown Atlanta that encompasses that live, work, play. There are condos, there are apartments, there are grocery stores, restaurants, the movie theater, bowling alley, greenery, literally everything.
Everything. Even like events, like Circus Soleil the goes there.
Ice skating during the winter.
Oh, ice skating. And then the good thing about transportation to time, I don't mean to cut you off, but they have the MARTA station that goes literally right into it. You just go up. It's like easier. You don't have to pay for parking. I mean,
And even exactly. When you live in Atlantic Station, one of the things that I loved about it is they even have inside transportation for people who live there, right? If you are an Atlantic Station resident, meaning you rent or own a condo inside of Atlantic Station, there's a shuttle that takes you to the MARTA, that takes you to like the business area within Midtown. It's just a lot of connectivity. I love it because as someone who lived there, I was able to walk to do everything. I could literally go to Publix, take my shopping cart and push it back to my house, take my groceries up and literally do everything I wanted without having to leave. On top of that, let's get into real estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can rent in Atlantic Station, which I wouldn't suggest because it's super, super high. But when it comes to purchasing in Atlantic Station, especially for an investor, it's the best thing you can do. Midtown is central, so you can get to downtown easy. You can get to Buckhead easy. Most businesses operate right within that area, right? Microsoft, Google, they're just right here. And for someone who's renting and wants that city lifestyle, it is like a prime place to live. So if you can purchase a piece of real estate in Atlantic Station.
Especially if you're new to the city, like you need to get a better, like I want to get a better feel of it, that's a good place
to
start.
It's a good place to go.
And I love because like the homes that are for sale over there, I feel like they have mixed use like pricing because you have your $1 million condos, but then I'd be seeing like these gem of like little townhouses that aren't at a extremely out of crazy cost.
Yeah, because
they,
like, they
have a balance.
They have real estate that's outside of like the actual Atlantic Station, but it's on the perimeter, so it's still walkable. You're just not directly inside of it. And I think that's kind of where the gem is, right? You don't have to necessarily buy inside of Atlantic Station, but if you just go a block over where it's still extremely walkable, you're still right there, and that's where the money is.
And a lot of college students live there, so that's a
Georgia Tech is right there, even Georgia State. You know what's crazy? When I first moved here, when I was what, 9 years old, Atlantic Station at that time, that was like 2006, that was like the place to go. Like I would ask my mom to drop me off there like on weekends with my friends, and it's just
that's what y'all was doing on weekends. It's giving Serena.
And it's grown so much since then, and it's just crazy how Atlantic Station all these years later, it's still like a go-to place in the South.
I honestly lived there, and I think like 2018, 2019, right after I finished grad school, and literally like half of the stuff that's there now wasn't even there 2 years ago. That green space wasn't there. It's like Thai restaurants, y'all. Quick Gym. Hobnob got hookah in Atlanta.
Hobnob is lit every time you go.
Okay.
But you gotta go upstairs for the hookah now.
And I got upstairs.
I've never been.
Really?
I've been to
We'll go.
Okay.
We'll go.
I think I'm her man, y'all.
Because I know I have my favorite place where there's like a sushi.
And you can cook the food in front of you. What's it? I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know how to pronounce it.
I got a reservation there like, for this Saturday, actually.
It's like Gayu. It's with a G. I can't say
it. I just know like Yard House, Pig and the Pearl, Kilwin's ice cream is so good.
And maybe they just opened a cereal shop. I know it's
a cereal bar?
Yeah, a cereal bar where you make like ice cream, like the dessert, just all cereal, like just massive.
I dropped the link for the directory to Atlantic Station so y'all can literally see. But like I said, if you are looking for mixed-use living, the only place to really consider is Atlantic Station.
Yeah, and they have condos when, you know, a little real estate jam. They do have condos where they allow Airbnb. Like, it's made where you can do Airbnb in there.
And that's rare.
So, yeah, go.
Okay. What's one of your favorite spots, Nika?
So for me, I feel like I just found out this new developer that's opening. Like, it's powered by Hilton. It's called Senia. Senia by Hilton Hotel, but they doing it over the Mercedes Benz. So I guess they kind of creating, it like Pun City Market. So it's going to be like a 40-story glass hotel that's lording that's over the Mercedes Benz studio. Yes, like it's amazing. And they have like a they're going to have a marketplace, some restaurants, and it's to be completed like 2024.
So they're putting those type of things everywhere. They got something like that going to College Park too.
That's
going to
be a good one for like people who are visiting for like the game.
Concerts.
Okay, so me and Nika went to go see SZA the other day and like literally like
Imagine we could stay there. Yeah,
but we were looking for a place to like go before, have a drink, and do something, because it's like we don't want to be late to the show.
Yeah.
But we want to, you know, we got a pretty
good that would be good.
That would be nice. Perfect. I think that's going to like really shoot Elena up, like when it comes to value.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So purchasing in that area, I think that's going to bring a lot of, you know.
And this is why y'all have to research these developments. Like, that's key for understanding like where you want to go, especially if you're an investor, whether it's long term or short term. Researching what's new in these areas is only going to benefit you.
Yeah, especially if you're relocating too, right? If you know what it is you like to do on a normal basis, you wouldn't be by the stuff that you like to do. If you know you are a foodie, don't go all the way out to the suburbs in the country where ain't nothing out there.
Don't go to McDonald's.
Okay, but they're growing their food and not getting there.
Not they're growing it. It ain't that much.
Okay,
not be doing them bad.
Yo,
not be doing them bad, man.
But no, like, and then I just found out also that Hilton is being a hotel to be attached to the airport, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Now, y'all know. That traffic about to be crazy through the airport, too. But it's so convenient. It's so convenient
that
for
Clear
those.
Don't work in Atlanta.
It does not work.
You don't think so?
No.
It be packed.
Immediately know the Clear line be longer than the regular line. Hello. Let me just stay over here.
It's because everybody in Atlanta think they famous.
Okay.
Right. So because we of that, we all need Clear.
Yeah.
So now it's all back. So you need Global Lynch.
No, seriously. But this hotel is literally going to be the closest hotel near the airport. Mm-hmm. And also is going to, you know, actually bring value. I know you like Atlanta Airport is like one of the biggest airports.
It is.
There is. Absolutely. We have a train station in
there.
Why
do I love the airport? I love the airport.
Yeah, the airport is so big.
I love that though, because when I think about it, a lot of the hotels by the airport aren't like super luxurious. Yeah. You know, you got your like Western.
Let's just keep the real in real estate. They raggedy.
Yeah. So they definitely need something like that over there.
You know how many people miss their flight?
Not me. I don't.
No, y'all see
Miss River the realtor.
I do stay missing a flight.
Oh well, this
you
is
you go to the airport 20 minutes before the flight takeoff.
I'm sorry, you didn't want to catch at the airport hotel, and I won't have those types of problems.
Right.
I love that.
Look, I love
that. That was good.
I want to bring it back to downtown too, like you mentioned over by the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because if you guys didn't know, Mitchell Street is getting like a whole new design.
I love Mitchell Street.
What's currently over there? I've never been there.
That's nothing. Now they've already started it. Not Kel's Kitchen. I used to love going there. That's like close to Magic City.
We both went to Georgia State, though, right?
Yeah.
So Mitchell Street kind of runs within that downtown, kind of near the campus, where Kel's Kitchen and Magic City are conveniently located.
Oh, that's where Cam Kirk Studio is back.
I've been there. So if it's over there, it's a bus station over there?
Okay, when you think about it, just like we say Mitchell Street, you're like, what's over there? Well, now, like probably next year, you will know they're doing a lot of retail over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So I'm super excited to see how it's going to look. And you also mentioned Pond City Market. I wanted to touch on that because I love that place.
Me too.
I can see
it's
I
so
see
nice.
Yeah.
Not the face.
I love it.
Yeah, let's take it back to the beginning because we're going to run that back.
Yeah, Pond City Market is great. It's another like live, work, play area. It's kind of in the middle of downtown and midtown. It really bridges the two areas together.
And it's connected to the Beltline.
Yeah, it is right off the Beltline. And they have a ton of retail, food, businesses. They actually have an Industrious out there. You don't know that?
Like an office building.
In Pond City?
Yeah.
Is that the one we went to that was like really nice? No.
No.
I know they have that little rooftop up there. That's really
okay. I went to
that. That's a gym for a date night.
Yes.
If my future man is watching it.
It's 21 and up, too. I don't think like anyone can just
go. Kids.
It was lit.
So nice. But you know they're working on a second development, Pond City Market. And what's crazy is like houses over there maybe 10 years ago, no one wanted to live by Pond City Market.
Exactly.
Like now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like there was nothing over there. It was one of those areas that you kind of want to steer away from.
Why? Because it had, what, like older homes type of vibe?
It was like older homes, a lot of like displaced people, if you want to.
So it maybe just got gentrified.
Yeah.
Which is like, I hate gentrification, but dang, it does add value.
It definitely does.
I like when the gentrification comes with that development aspect.
Right.
Like
you
go into these residential neighborhoods and you make them so they're more livable. You're adding restaurants, you're adding shops, you're adding amenities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what really drives the people to be around there. And I think that really just speaks to how development helps the housing market.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to live somewhere where ain't nothing to do but like wave to your neighbors and like go back in the house.
Yeah,
like,
I want
to go to the grocery store. I want to go shopping and not feel like I got to commute an hour away to do it.
Right.
I just hate it for the people who are there and obviously no longer can't afford to be there. That's the only thing. Right. That's the only downside to it. I hate that.
I will say, if you're looking to invest, definitely like take a look over there now. They're working on the second development. The developers, they're called Jamestown. Mm-hmm. So they're working
not
on...
the developer's name.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. When I tell y'all, like I used to live by Pont City Market. So every time I would drive by, I would just see like a new building or something. Mm-hmm. But they're making like the phase two. They're going to have more retail, more office buildings. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. My 9-to-5 job is actually moving over there.
Oh, really?
They're
very smart.
On the look, one thing Atlanta going to do, they're going to take your money.
Okay. Right.
Catch me on the Beltline. And you know one more place, honestly, that I feel like is on the come up and a lot of people just don't know about. Ooh, it downtown. Tough. And it's by Georgia State. Can you guess?
Underground. Mm-hmm.
Underground?
No. I used to love it. Underground.
Maybe. Underground is a trip too.
Not underground. Oh, yeah, I used to get my nails done over there in between class.
I'm dead.
I was going to say Summerhill. So okay. if you didn't know.
Oh, they're developing.
Yes. Summerhill is definitely developing a lot. Do you guys know those townhomes in Buckhead? It's like right across from Mama's. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I very much do. They're, right by Optimist Lofts.
Yes. Yep. So they're building townhomes just like that. They're like going to be like $1 million townhomes.
For sure.
In Summerhill. Right now, they're like between 400,000 and 600,000. But I'm telling you, like, in the next couple years.
Imagine. Pre-approved.
Oh, yeah. Because if it's going to be like, I know exactly what neighborhood you're talking about.
It's like off that curve, off the highway.
Yeah. It's fairly exactly close to Georgia State. Like, very close. What people have to realize about downtown is I feel like downtown has like a really like in-between review. Like, it's very, very busy and then it's very oversaturated. Then you have the school, you have this, but I feel like they're expanding outwards and building more residential. So it's not as crowded, as dense in the middle, but it's a lot more housing coming. But with the stadium being right there, being close to the airport, close to Midtown, like downtown
it's great.
But I feel like they're leaving no room for parking. Where are we gonna park?
Oh, no, that's true.
We're gonna Uber.
Uber. In the parking, though.
They're taking the parking
that's
away.
That's true, though. Where are we gonna park it?
We already have self-driving cars. We're gonna probably like not even have to drive in a couple years. So,
what we gonna do?
Seriously. I don't know. That figure it out.
No, seriously.
We're gonna fly.
No, I think transportation is a big thing. Y'all know I have went down to the Capitol and did some lobbying.
Okay.
I think that's one of the big things they talk about is like transportation, because we are building upward and building outward. Yeah. It's nowhere to drive. That's why it's always traffic. That's
big.
Carpool, like all that stuff gonna be on the come up. So y'all, I'm telling y'all,
even like the trolleys that they place all throughout Georgia State now, the streetcars,
and they're planning to expand on that and add more streetcars so that people can move throughout the city without being in so much traffic.
Yeah,
interesting.
I love that. While we're already on the topic, if somebody's relocating here to Atlanta, like, what's like one of your favorite spots you would like tell them to go to?
I already said it.
Which one?
Beltline.
No, I'm saying like nightlife.
Oh, nightlife. Oh,
trying to get an art.
Okay.
I'm dead.
I tried this sushi restaurant the other night, 8 Sushi Lounge.
Okay, I love that place.
It was a really nice vibe. Yeah, it was a really nice vibe. I would recommend going there if you like that type of food. But it was real chill. I went there by myself and all. I had a time.
Okay,
I love Midtown.
Period.
I feel like that's the common denominator.
I'm on a journey.
I say Devon. That is like my favorite place.
Devon restaurant.
They're back open because didn't something happen?
No, the one in Midtown.
The one in Midtown is really nice.
Now they're Midtown.
Oh, nice.
The hookah's good. The food is so good.
You know you can't come to Atlanta without the hookah.
Okay. Yeah. If the place don't have hookah, don't go.
Hook it up.
Right. But I feel like everybody's just now like just
Victory.
Having hookah.
Why do you say Victory?
Victory got the best hookah. Speaking of hookah.
Victory's going to be a stretch. Y'all know I love Victory, but...
What you gonna
say?
The
best hookah is a stretch. Great food, though. Shout out to them.
Who got the best hookah then?
Because you know who got the best hookah. You don't want to spill it?
She gonna say me. She make the best hookah.
Come back to me.
Okay. No, like for me, I just found this really, really nice spot. It's called James Room Cocktail Lounge.
Oh, that's one on the Beltline.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two of them. Yeah, they open in bucket shops.
Oh, it's one on the Beltline.
And it's like super private, super sexy. And it's like when at the opening, I was there at the opening, y'all. So they had like people get you up in the elevator. But when you walk in, it's like a room that's look like a library. And then, you know, the actual restaurant is behind the library. So open up.
Oh, it's like a secret room.
Yeah, it's
almost.
Like a secret like a room.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I love that. Is it like that on the Beltline too?
Yeah,
like,
it's similar.
I'm gonna go there.
Okay, I'm gonna just say what I'm thinking. I'm not as sexy.
Yeah, sexy.
I'm gonna say y'all one of my favorite places to kick it, and of course, it's Chicago Pizza. Chicago Pizza is such a fun place, y'all. Where I like it because
that's the name of the place.
It's called Chicago Pizza. But the reason I like it, it's in Smyrna. I like it because it has like four different things inside one. So it's like a pizza kind of shop. They have a cigar bar.
Okay.
They got the hookah lounge in the back. No. And it's like three different vibes in one place. And it's kind of fire. Like the food is super good. The pizza not giving Chicago, but
okay,
we'll take
that's
it.
What I was going to ask. Never does.
You just got to go to Chicago.
The hookah is good. The food is good. And the vibes is good. And like I said, it's like a different mix depending on what you want. If you want that kind of grown vibe, they got the little cigar lounge.
I love that.
You want more vibes, upbeat, kind of fun, day party. They got the hookah lounge. And they got like the restaurant pizza shop kind of right in the middle.
So we going this weekend?
That sounds like a plan, Stan.
Oh my God. So I love that. I've always been curious. It's always between New York pizza or Chicago pizza.
Oh, those are two different pizzas.
Yeah, like.
No, I'm New York pizza. I never had Chicago pizza.
Girl, yeah, New York pizza all day.
I feel like Chicago pizza is like thick.
Yeah, it's deep, so dish.
Yeah.
Okay, before we close this segment out, let me break down this misconception real quick. Right. Deep dish pizza is not the only pizza that we sell and eat in Chicago.
Oh, because that's what
okay.
I thought.
I don't even eat deep dish pizza, but when we are talking about thin crust, Chicago does it better.
Oh, I'll have to try.
Okay, that's debatable.
We're going to stick with the NY for now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Y'all are kicked out of Chicago.
Chicago adjacent.
No. Act like it.
And New York
act like it.
Oh, sorry. But no, y'all. So, you know, if you come to Atlanta, there's more to do than just trap brunch.
Right.
Because everything is trap.
But I feel like we're steering away from that. A lot of people are getting tired. We kind of steering away from. Maybe. I feel like people are getting into activities like pottery making, making carpet, candle making, because like activities.
TikTok, y'all know what's going on.
Oh, bro, listen, it's a whole lot of trap in Atlanta. So these are different things that you can kind of explore, venture out, do something different. Take your friends, take your boo, take your sister, whatever,
or
have a good time. Like, just go and explore the city because it's a beautiful city. And if you're looking to invest, keep these areas in mind because they are amazing areas that are in development and they're going to continue to grow in value and appreciation, all that good stuff. So I think that's a good point to wrap it up and head on over to our favorite segment, question of the day.
Real to bae, Miss Ashley LeRae.
I love it. So yes, if this is your first time tuning in to our show, we have this segment called the question of the day where we take questions from our audience, and you can submit your questions via DM on Instagram at Real Talk Atlanta or send us an email at realtalkatlpod@gmail.com because we would love to hear from you guys. So today's question comes from one of our Instagram followers. Her name is Courtney May. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey Courtney.
I believe she said that she's a new realtor and she kind of wanted to get our opinion. She's transitioning from a 9-to-5 to full-time real estate. So what advice do we have to give Courtney as far as how do we manage our work-life balance?
And we're going to dive in deeper into a whole episode into this, but...
Quick response.
Yeah.
I say you got to keep a schedule because for me, I feel like I got three jobs, but I don't really manage my days well. Like, you know, I get up at 6, go to the gym, come back, real estate first, go into the 9-to-5. I even block off time on my 9-to-5 calendar for like an hour or two, do more real estate, get off work, real estate. And then at a certain time, you cut it off. Like, I mean, I cut it off at like 8, 9 o'clock. Okay, it's time for me to wind down, cook some dinner, eat, have a glass of wine, and just relax.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Every day I try to make sure those are things that I'm hitting. I think you have to figure out what does the day-to-day look like that you can keep intact because things come up, of course. But the things that you can keep in schedule, try to keep that as constant as possible.
Right.
That's good.
For me, I feel like for real estate, not every day is going to look the same, right? I just got to have like my priorities for the day. Today is admin is the priority, then that's what I'm doing. Showing homes, making sure I'm sending my clients inventory, then that's my priority.
Love that.
And still have to maintain everything else in my life, right? Mm-hmm. And some days, it's just I'm the priority, right, as far as taking care of myself. Making sure that I'm taking care of my boyfriend, okay?
I know, that's right. Keep your man happy. Yes. Don't try to work.
How you do that?
Don't go over that.
How you do that?
She got to cook for him.
You got to cook and clean and wash everything.
Not that. Y'all are some fools. But yeah, like, and sometimes family matters, right?
All the time.
I'm saying, when you're in real estate, come on now. Like, it gets crazy. So yeah. There are some days where I'm like, this is what matters most. But as far as work-life balance is, I'm still working on that.
I'm not saying sometimes work-life balance don't even exist.
And that would be my response. Yeah. Everybody who knows me knows that I don't have a work-life balance. And I don't recommend it for anybody. I think to piggyback off of this, what I don't do, so do as I say, not as I do, is to prioritize, right? Like, you can't do everything all the time. Mm-hmm. As much as you wish you can, you can't. You will experience burnout and you will start to hate the business that you are in, right? Mm-hmm. Some days I am not motivated to be a realtor because I burn myself out so frequently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what time it is, but I know I've been working 12 hours today and I know I still got 3 or 4 hours of admin when we leave here. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff, not okay. So I think you have to prioritize and really schedule out what are you going to do each day and when you're going to say enough is enough. If you don't give yourself a stopping point, you are going to break. Mm-hmm. Prioritize, schedule, organize, and really stick to that because if you lose your mind, you lose your money.
Period.
Stay focused. Mm-hmm.
Period. That's good. Well,
put that on the shirt.
That's really good. I'm still a work in progress. Like for me, I'm still kind of struggling with my work-life balance, but I've noticed recently when I kind of write things out and I plan my day.
Gotta write it down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I cannot function if something is not written down or on my calendar. Yeah. So definitely plan out and prioritize maybe what needs to be done by a certain time. Mm-hmm. And then maybe towards the end of the day, that's when you can have your task that, you know, can maybe wait till the following day or something like that. But it also just kind of depends on your lifestyle. We're all like single women. So it's like we have kids.
They got me. Yeah.
Single as in none of us have a ring on our finger. Yes. We don't have children.
Put me in my place. Put me in my place. We do check ourselves single on the taxes.
You know?
Exactly. No, seriously.
So I feel like our responsibilities may be different from someone else who may have a husband or have kids. So really kind of figure out how your lifestyle is and how you can fit real estate into that.
Yeah. And where you are in your career, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love that. Fit real estate into your life. Don't try to put your life into real estate.
And that's the end all be all.
Period.
Okay. Now, I can't wait for that episode. That's going to be a good one.
I know.
Shout out to Courtney. And that's going to be for all entrepreneurs. But
be sure to subscribe.
Okay. Thank y'all so much for tuning in each week. You know, we love, love, love y'all so much. Make sure that you're subscribing. Make sure that you're sharing, liking, commenting. We want to see engagement. And maybe comment some of your favorite places to go here in Atlanta so that we can try them out and others can try them out.
We're going to meet y'all there.
Let us know some places y'all like to go to. And to that, we cheers.
Cheers, ladies.
We drink it like men today.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you liked what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us. And let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.